Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, tonight, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that I have God, my family, my friends, and all of you who have tuned in, and I have many new joiners who have tuned in. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. When the music was playing, amen, I was just like reaching up to God, because it seems like I've been in meditation with God a lot, and so to get reconnected and reunited back with what God has given is just awesome. Like, it's just great, and so I'm just so excited. I'm so excited tonight to be on the ministry, to be on the radio. Hey. Okay, amen. We're going to read Psalm 136. Whew, thank you, Jesus. 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then we're just going to go into praise and worship. And to be honest, God gave me these songs, not to sing, of course, no. But God gave me these songs so that they can minister to people, because people are seeking the Lord. People are trying to come to the Lord. And one way that the Lord showed that people comes to God is through psalm, through ministering, through song. And so that's what we're going to do. And if the Lord give me something to say, I'm going to say it. But basically the Lord just says, you know, this is your time to just enjoy the unction and the Spirit of God. Many people have, I mean, it's, I don't even know how to explain it. But it feels real good to be back in the realm of where God called you to be. And so we're going to minister with these songs that God has given after we have our prayer. And I want you to really focus on the words in these songs. And if the Lord asks me to speak after three songs, after five songs, I will. But if the Lord just says, let the unction of the Spirit move and let it just, in other words, engulf the minds of people, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm just going by the Spirit of God. And so this is a ministry where there are a lot of people. There are actually 98 individuals on the line. Text somebody, call somebody, tell them we're on. 98 individuals on the line. And we're just so excited about this. I'm so excited. It's like I'm just reaching for God. I'm just reaching for God. But at any rate, let's go ahead and get started. And welcome back to everybody. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 reads, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders. His love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to cover the night. His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. You have to excuse me, because not only is my voice messed up, it's, you know, allergies. You know the story. But my neck is, whew. But God is good, so we're not going to complain about that. But we're going to go ahead and pray unto God, and then we're going to get started. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father, and you blessed us to see another day. Lord, you gave us the opportunity to be into deep meditation with you, Heavenly Father, and to hear your holy word. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you've done, the things you're going to do, and the things that you have done. Then, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to walk in the light, the beautiness of the light, Heavenly Father, and to bless this dying and evil world, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus that everything that is ministered unto the people permeate within their hearts and help them to turn from their wicked ways, Lord. And then for those who already know you, Heavenly Father, we ask that this music be instrumental and strengthen each and every person who hears the sound of the voices, Heavenly Father. And then, Lord, if you have a revelation or a prophecy to give, Heavenly Father, during any time of this particular praise and worship service, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you help me to simplify it where the people can understand, Heavenly Father, through your holy word. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to just bless those with disturbed minds, bless those who do not know you, Heavenly Father, and help them to come unto you, asking what shall they do to be saved. Then, Lord, we understand and recognize that being a Christian, Heavenly Father, is a great thing. It's a good thing. But as we walk this Christian journey, there are many different things, Heavenly Father, that we have to bring unto you. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to bring it unto you in prayer. And then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be instrumental in your sight. And if we're weak, we ask, would you make us strong? And, Lord, we ask, would the words come out of your the words that come from heaven, Lord, be bold for the world so that they will know that it is you. And through you, Heavenly Father, we live, we move, and we have our being. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are going to listen to All Day Long. This is by the Women of Worship. Then we're going to listen to So You Would Know. This is by the GMWA radio broadcast. Then we're going to hear from You Are Great by Prophetess Juanita Bynum. And I'm going to tell you, when I was in meditation, I was listening to Dr. Juanita Bynum's broadcast. And I was listening to everything she was saying, and she's right on point. And one of the things that she talked about today that I thought was so instrumental was she talked about an apple. And she cut that apple in half, and she said, what is this? And basically, of course, it's an apple, but it was half of an apple. And when God shows you a vision, when he gives you a vision, whatever your ministry is, whatever your gift is, when God gives you this particular vision, you don't have to know all the answers to that vision. All you have to know is God has given it unto you, and act on it. God gave you a vision to write a book. Act on it. There are people in this dying world who needs to read your book. If God gave you a voice to sing, then sing for God, because there are people in this dying world who needs to hear a voice that they can actually hear, because some people are deaf and unto heaven. God says that some people are deaf when it comes to hearing the voice of God. And so we must always remember that God is able and he won't fail. And one of the things that she talked about, she says, now look at the other half of the apple. We're talking about Pastor, Prophetess Juanita Bynum. She said, look at the other half of the apple. She says, in this particular other half of the apple, she said, what is this? She said, is it a pear? She was asking different types of fruit. No, it's still an apple. So Sister Bynum says she's eating this apple. Either way you cut it, if God gives you half of a prophecy, he tells you, this is the book you need to write. This is the testimony you need to tell. God is telling us that we have to help this dying world, because there are many people who are dying. And the only way sometimes we can get through to people is through lyrics and through writing. Writing a book, writing a play, because sometimes people are deaf to the world. Sometimes people are deaf to heaven, and when you try to minister, they're not hearing it. So you have to think of other ways, through music, through writing a book, things like that. And speaking of writing a book, Prophetess Juanita Bynum has a Bible. It's a Bible that she has written some testimonies and stories in. And so this is all making sense now, because many people learn the word of God and have a relationship with God through other means as well. So we're going to listen to All Day Long, then we're going to hear So You Would Know, and then we're going to hear You Are Great. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Thank you. Oh, you know,
right. Yes, Lord.
Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. wonderful Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to move higher, but I want you to know, God says, be still and know that he is God, and that God loves each and every one of his children. Amen. I know, I know, I know. God says that in the vision, he says that the storms have been raging. He says because he's getting ready to manifest and open up doors. And he says, so the storms are raging. He says even the zigzag lightning is beginning to even understand the voice of God. And God talks about how our souls need to be anchored in Jesus. And he says, because of me, he says, there will be many things that you have to overcome. You have to overcome the world, and you have to overcome things. God says, but this one very thing is that, he says, no one can do what God has done, which is die on the cross. He says, and God has already proven his love for us. He says, so we must continue to trust in God with all of our hearts. Lean not into our own understanding. Acknowledge God in all thy ways, and he shall direct our path. Oh, somebody praise God right now. Somebody praise God. Now, we're going higher, and I didn't know that the Lord was going to have me say that. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going higher. We're going higher. And we're going to hear from Brother Pastor Rance Allen. And then we're going to hear from, give me just a second, I Need You to Survive by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Then we're going to hear Praise Is What I Do by Pastor William Murphy. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Honeycomb.
Come on now. Why is that? Name of Jesus. We got to bow. Something about the name of Jesus. Allah Elohim. Something about the name of Jesus. It is the sweetest name. Love knows. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Survive. Good and the last, I pray.
Amen, amen, amen. So we heard the song Something About the Name Jesus. Then we heard from Bishop Hezekiah Walker, I Need You to Survive. And then we heard from Pastor William Murphy, Praise Is What I Do. So we're asking God right now, Lord, those three things put together. God says there is no name above his name. Because he said, at his name, every knee is going to bow and every tongue must confess. He says, but we are to make sure that as we are living in this dying world, that we keep surviving. How do you do that? How do you do that? He says, you must overcome the evils of this world. He says, you must continue to be the beacons of light that continue. We must be the beacons of light that shine. He says, because praise is what we are supposed to do. He says, in season and out of season, he says, we are to continue to praise God. Because what happens is we become distracted. He said we become distracted because the devil knows that we're headed on to greatness, and he distracts us. And he says, then we drop our mantles and we stop. He says, but he is a God because there's something about his name. He says, even when you just are weak, he says, he makes you strong. He says, the spinach that Popeye was eating, amen, he says, that's how powerful his strength is. He said, that's how powerful his word is. He says, and even the zigzag lightning has to obey his will. Even the storms that are raging, God says he can say, peace be still, and they stop. He said, it's just like a horse. When you say halt, the horse halt. Amen. And so God says that he is the rock. He says, and that means that he is the greatest. Amen. So Jesus is the solid rock. And on the solid rock, we stand on the word of God. We never drop our mantles. If God has called you to do something, God says you ought to do it in season and out of season. He says, if you need strength, he said, just like Popeye ate that spinach. He said, but if you need strength, if we need strength, he says, we go to the word. If you need strength, he says, go into meditation with God. He says, and be covered by God. And when you're covered by God, he says, and everything's going to be all right. Amen. We're going to move up high. I didn't mean to say all that. Good Lord. Oh, Jesus. Y'all going to tell me to be quiet. Anyway, we're going to hear from the Georgia Mass Choir, Joy. Then we're going to hear Yes, Lord, and that's going to be a meditation song. And we're going to be in the presence of God at that moment. And that is your opportunity to speak to God. Then we're going to end with my sister, Dorinda Clark Cole, Nobody But God. There are some things that is nobody but God. Amen. God says he's God all by himself. He says he don't need our help. He says, I'm God all by myself. We don't have to pretend like we God. We don't have to be God. God says you don't have to carry the burdens. He says take everything to him. He's talking about things, people, places. Take it to him in prayer. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. I already feel better. Where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host tonight, Dr. Afrita Love. Sweet, beautiful, soul saving. Sing it like you mean it. Talking now.
And I can't go.
Come on, Kurt.
I feel my hope, all the joy is gone. Late in the midnight hour, I talk to my God and it gives me
joy.
Joy.
Sing it like you mean it. Yeah. Come on, y'all.
Nobody did it.
Ooh.
God.
Can I get a witness in here?
There's somebody here that needs healing in your life. You've been torn, wounded, and broken. Nothing seems to mend its plight. Cry out and trust me that that miracle can happen to me. But I've learned to trust in God.
Who did that?
Nobody.
He did it. Ooh, but God. Sing it, sister. God works what?
God still works miracles. God makes a way. God.
All right, Sister Dorinda, I thought you was going to keep singing. Praise the Lord. Anyways, listen. Now, so we heard from the Georgia Mass Choir, Joy. Then we heard Yes, Lord, from Pastor G.E. Patterson. Then we heard from our own Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, God Did It. Amen. Now then, I wanted to say this as the song was playing. God says that all sickness is not unto death. So if you are listening, or if you're going to listen, and you're going through a dark and dismal season in your life, God says that all sickness is not unto death. That means that just because the body becomes weak or feeble doesn't mean that it's your time to go. That is our time to go. So I want you to know that we serve a God who is omnipotent and kind. We serve a God who can turn evil into good. We serve a God who can make us love everybody. We serve every God. We serve a God where he can make every knee bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. We serve a God that keeps on making a way, amen, on our behalf over and over again. We serve a God that is able to do everything but fail. We serve a God who is mighty and powerful, who is the Prince of Peace. We serve a God who can tell the zigzag lightning to be still, and who can tell the storms to be still as well. And as we go into a new dimension that the Lord has given unto us, we must understand and recognize that it is a journey. And as we travel down the highways and byways, and as we minister unto people all over this world, then we must realize that there are going to be some things that we endure. And God says that weeping come within the night. He says, but joy comes in the morning. And so if you are in your weeping season, God says that there is joy. If you are facing a storm, God says that there is sunshine. If you are facing displeasure, God says that there is peace that surpasses all understanding. But he says within this particular season, whatever that is, he says the main thing is to focus on God. Many of us get tired of focusing on this person, that person. God says if you focus on him, you will experience the peace that passes all understanding. How will we do that? God says we will experience the peace because, he says, the world is chaotic. The world is evil. He says that's why he raises up those who are beacons and lights in order to highlight this dark world. He says we're living in a time where there are a lot of demonic spirits, and he says we must overcome them. And God says that every now and then you will face a demonic spirit, and you have to know. It's very important that you realize and that we recognize who we're entertaining. Amen. Everything that glitters is not gold. Amen. Praise God. But we want to continue to be in the Word of God. God says don't drop your mantle. He says if he's given you, and he's talking to all of us, if he's given you the ministry, he's given you a song, he's given you something to do for the kingdom that's constructive, now not that's destructive and causes discord. And he says, but if he's given you something and anointed you, he says you continue to utilize. He says you're going to get tired, you're going to get weak. He says, but Popeye, when he got weak, Popeye went for that spinach. He says when his children, God says, become weak, they go for the Word of God. And they hide the Word of God in their hearts. And it's very important that we continue to read the Word of God. And when we get into our little moments, we need to go into meditation with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means go into a quiet place with God. God says become silent and pray unto God, and God will see you through. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we continue in the unction and function of the Spirit, because there are souls that need to be saved. It's very important. God says immediately, he says, and when we step or when we stop doing the anointing that he's placed on our lives, he says there are souls that are being more lost. They're going further and further out, and they're being lost in this dark and dismal world. And so our job is to help bring more souls to Christ. That's our job. And so whatever means we have to do, whether it's through song or writing or what have you, radio, then let's do it. And so I always tell people at this particular time, you can give your life to Christ. We don't need any music right now for you to give your life to Christ. But you can actually give your life to Christ right now. What does that mean? What does giving your life to Christ mean? It means, Lord, I'm available to you. Lord, I want you to use me in a mighty and powerful way. And we must do that while we still have breath in our bodies. If you have breath in your body, then you should be able to give your life to Christ. Yeah, give your life to Christ. And so it's very important at this particular time. I have a few announcements, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, or you can go to freetoloveshow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, or stellargospelmusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. In addition to that, make sure that gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook AfreeDaLove at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfreeDaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with the love. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to pray unto God. Stay in the Word of God. Make sure you pray for all of your family. And your friends, if you or when you pray for them, be sure to pray for them one by one. And be sure to pray for each and everything that they need. And pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Why? Because the prayer of the righteous avails much. And don't forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure you continue to just stay in the Word of God. Make sure you continue to look at AfreeDaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, AfreeDaHubPages.com. If you want to connect with me also, you can connect with me on LinkedIn.com. On tomorrow, God's will, we're going to have a heart surgery. We're going to analyze our hearts and our minds. And so please be sure to come back. Wednesday, God's will, we're going to have praying with love and power. I want to thank you so much. I hope that you guys were praying unto God and meditating unto God. We are back in stride. We're back in swing. And so we're going to just praise God and worship God. And I thank each and every one of you. I thank you for your calls. And I thank you for your emails and your text messages. I thank you so much. And I just ask that you continue to pray unto God and win souls. I mean, that's the main thing, just win souls. And continue to love God with all of your heart. And once again, come back tomorrow, God's will. Thank you. We have actually 215 individuals on the line. Yay! Continue to text somebody, tell somebody that AfreeDaLoveShow.com is on. And also, be sure that if you missed the segment, you can always go to AfreeDaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio, or you can go to BlogTalkRadio.com /FreeToLove, and you can listen to any of the shows. They're all archived. So be sure to let your family and friends know that AfreeDaLoveShow.com was on. Also, if you are up for a nomination for any type of gospel award, you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If you're an author, a writer, a publicist, please be sure to contact me. I would love to have you on the show. And without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is yours, because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.